Greg's also, you're also doing the designs, right?
Well, I mean, he wants to help in programming, but apparently he's just playing games, so I don't think he wants to help at all.
he's hitting people with lightsabers. Yeah, he's learning about the indie industry, dude.
5, 4, 3, 2. Randomly Generated Encounters, episode 9.
This is our 9th.
Are you tired, Kent? You sound tired.
I'm worn out. No, I'm getting better.
How are those northern germs?
The northern germs are going away.
Forget the games, Kent. Yeah, you know. How are you feeling?
Go home.
This is all about.
Hey, let's interview Kent.
That's the end of the episode. Click away.
So obviously, I'm one of your hosts, Kent. Please be excited. Joining with me today, we have Paul.
Hello, guys.
It sounded a little like NPR. Today, we have Paul on the
show. Hi, I'm Raul. I'm back, as usual.
So, hey, guys, this is Greg.
And what's up, guys? It's Andres.
So, we're a episode with plane flying over our head, I think.
It's his neighborhood.
Yeah.
They don't fly over rich neighborhoods.
Yeah, there's a bunch
of ordinances.
All your minority gaming news, check out Super Smart Gaming.
Yes, for sure.
We are all minorities.
So if you're joining for the first time, we're a show where we just randomly talk about all topics, game-related, somewhat game-related, not game-related. Completely not game related.
We can go off topic sometimes. Just sometimes
for your enjoyment. And if you want to be part of the show, write to us.
Please be a part of the show, guys.
Of the show.
There's a lot of people talking to us now.
Yes, be part of the minority gaming group.
Yeah, if you're a minority, email us. Tell us your struggle.
We want to hear
your struggle.
Kicking off the show.
We're calling ourselves the Super Smart Minority Gaming.
Can we change our name now? Is it too late?
It's too long.
I like how it goes. It's too long.
That's Super Minority Gaming.
No, it's just too long. I think it's
SMG.
SSMG. Super Smart Minority Gaming.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Not a nice ring to it.
Okay, I see how it is.
All right, we'll drop the smart part.
I think we stopped being Super smart. Minority? I think we stopped being smart 20 episodes ago.
Yeah, we did. No lie.
We just got lazy. Super lazy gaming.
Gaming. Just call it that.
There you go.
So, what are we going to talk about today, guys? You guys got any news?
Yeah, I've been... Mario Kart 8 DLC got released today. Yesterday. So,
what
you
Mario
could play
DLC?
As the villager... Isabel, I think girl villager, and there's some new levels introduced. And now there's 200 CC, so now you're faster and it's harder. I have downloaded it yet. I haven't played it yet,
How
but
much
I downloaded
was it?
It. It's free. It's I think by itself it's $3.99. I got the pack.
Yeah.
The season pass as they call it. So it
came
out
$4
to $12.99.
Oh, damn, that's a lot.
But just for one, I think it's either $4 or $7.
That's a lot for four. But no, you dig it.
No, they hook you up, man. Yeah. 200 CC, you get all these characters. You get, I think, eight
Did they give you
courses.
Bikes?
Yeah, they give you new vehicles and everything. Sweet. They give you costumes, so they don't skim. They don't skim, guys. You're not paying $30 for a DLC.
You're not paying $30 for four characters.
There you go.
That's
Mortal Kombat. Yeah, dude. And yeah, I've been playing a ton of Monster. I just hit 100 hours on Monster Hunter.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, I only have
ding, 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 ding.
That's Kent dinging.
I don't know how many hours I have. I'll check and then 100
hours, my first 100. I'm really proud.
That's a lot.
I'm going to put in a good $500 to $600, like dollars? Hours in that game.
And let's be honest, it will be both. Hours and in
keep
dollars.
In mind, if I got paid for paying 100 hours, so I spent already like $2,000 just in hour time, right? Like if you're getting paid for that, right? So games cost you a lot of money. So,
oh my god.
There you go. And then I've been playing Metroid Zero Mission on my downtime to take a break from Monster Hunter because I needed a break. I was being burnt out by hunting all monsters. You get tired, guys. Paul's looking at me like, no, you don't. Yes, you do, Paul. I get tired.
I can't even get into that game for some reason.
Dude, know. Why not?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's up. What's going on with Paul?
Tell me.
Why do you hate
me? Tell me, Paul. Tell me.
It hasn't hooked me.
Why not? It's monsters.
Have you even bothered? Last time, like 3-2 hours, something like
that?
Played
for 30 minutes.
I played it. Dude. Dude, I was... We went to...
30
swami,
minutes
remember?
Does not do it justice. You would have only been able to do the mushroom quest.
30 minutes, I just told you.
No, we were there for like 5 hours.
It could be 4.5 of those hours were you hunting for games.
No. Remember when we were selling tea and stuff?
Oh, no, you didn't play anything. You were playing Chrono Trigger.
Dude, you were
playing Chrono Trigger.
You were playing something else.
You were playing Chrono Trigger.
Oh, yeah, you were. Did you ever finish Chrono Trigger?
I haven't played anything this week.
Let's start at Red Dead Redemption.
Back to Red Dead Redemption.
This is our weekly Red Dead Redemption check-in.
Okay. Okay, I haven't this is new segment. Anything.
Wait.
I've been doing homework and stuff. So.
No. He's been responsible, guys.
This is what happened. We opened the wound, we poured some salt in it, and then Kent came over with a knife and... stabbed it again.
Yeah, Kent's an instigator, guys.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a bully.
Freaking Kent.
Whoa. Did you go to Chipotle this week?
No.
Liar.
See, and that's why you're not playing Red Dead Redemption.
Because you keep going to Chipotle.
I just think how Greg goes, liar. Liar. Either yes, I did, or you're a liar.
When are you going to get around to playing Red Dead, though?
I get around to playing Chrono Trigger.
I know. Chrono Trigger.
I couldn't get.
Wow,
I shouldn't be saying that because I haven't played.
Yeah, stop talking trash.
It's on my Vita.
Oh, I heard you downloaded Shovel Knight.
But Shovel Knight's in front of the line. Yep. I would have played Chrono Trigger, but Shovel Knight got in front of the line.
Dude, they showed what they put on the on the PlayStation version. They put Kratos.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Dude, I saw that.
Yeah, you can get a special armor. It's really cool, dude.
I hear he's hard to unlock, though.
And it's cross save.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm at work, I'm playing it, and I get home, play on my PS4, boom, and it just continues.
Whoa, that's so cool.
It's pretty neat.
I like it so far. No, he hasn't been destroying the checkpoints.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You should do that in the first playthrough because in New Game Plus, you get less checkpoints.
Really?
Are you sure?
Okay.
Yeah, I beat New Game Plus. I know.
He knows a thing about Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Because my question, and I guess it's kind of spoiling for me, but do I get new powers?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get those items, dude.
You get items.
I know, but items are items. But, like, do I get, like, new,
you get
like,
magic.
Like, Mega Man powers kind of thing?
Yeah. You get the charge up for your shovel.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Right. I think you also get to
I was like, I hope I get new movesets.
Yeah.
You do.
Did you do the codes, all the 300 codes or whatever?
No.
The cheat codes?
Nope.
Because those are cool, because you could be big, small, slow. They really took their time with the codes. They went all out on that game. Crazy thing. They went broke for the last 5 months before that game was released. They were completely, completely broke. So that's crazy. They were paying everything with credit cards and other debt to pay debt. So they went broke.
At that point, I'd be like, I'm out.
Sounds like video game industry.
Yeah.
That's what you got to look forward to, Paul.
Yeah, you get to be broke for 5 months, and if your game doesn't sell, you're broke for life.
And then you get
your Bubsy
like,
game, dude.
And you get like shitty reviews from Polygon.
Dude,
now they're coming out with the Plague Knight DLC, so
and it's all free.
Yep, all free. Yeah.
All free DLCs.
Yeah,
they're That's awesome. Dope. They're a company I would always support. I think they're wonderful. I can't wait for the next.
Are
game.
They US?
Would based? You be saying yeah, that if US they would based. Charge on the DLC?
I think
I pay for DLC.
Are they?
I'm paying for the Mario
but
Kart
one deal. That's the only, well two because you bought
I,
some
I bought Hyrule Warrior
or something.
Oh, that was a Call of Duty. I feel so dumb after, right?
Wait, what'd you buy?
I bought the Salvadoran flag in Call of Duty as my banner.
Oh my
and
god!
Then I was
they
going
got
really,
you. That's the worst
you.
Thing.
They
could
got
do.
Me with pride.
They got you.
You know, like pride. I want to show them yes. Salvadoran, and then it yeah. doesn't
At
matter.
At least when you're buying, you should have bought like the bacon skin or something.
Oh, the bacon means something.
At least you could have gotten something for your gun. But you know,
here's the thing. I just started making my own little things, and so I never use that one anymore. But I mean, if even have Shovel Knight's a great game, I will support them just because I know they're indie. I would buy DLC just to support them. Yeah, it was like something dumb too. You know, but yeah, it's
like
awesome.
What?
I don't know. Shovel Knight's purple now. I'm like, yeah, the dollar.
Do they have any DLC?
Yeah, yeah they're going to give the Plague Knight
DLC. Well, you have to pay for
free.
That.
No, it's free.
No, it's going to be all free.
Free.
All their stuff is like free. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Oh, they're also California-based.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Right, but you're playing it. How many hours
have
you?
Yes, I started. I'm an hour into it. I just beat the first two nights, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like three, I guess. The first one in the first stage and then... No, two. It is two. First one in the first stage and then the second one on like in the castle.
What do you think of the soundtrack?
It's good. It's really good. Like, very catchy.
I love that soundtrack, dude. You could get it for... Greg told me you could get it for free.
For free. That guy put it up for free.
Oh, wow.
But you could pay if you want.
I could put
$0.
I'll pay $0.
Wait, you can choose to pay?
Well, it's he put it on Sound Bandcamp or something, but you have the option, yeah. But he says that you can get it for free. He puts all his albums on that for all the games he's done for free.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's really cool.
I'm telling you, man. You're awesome. Who's the company name?
Yacht Club Games. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes you want to be an indie developer, but at the same time, not really.
you're not gonna have money for like months.
I don't have money.
Kickstarter.
There was that documentary.
Because then Kent won.
Indie game?
I know.
It was an indie game where like they followed the guy that made
Meat Boy?
Pez and...
Yeah, Indie Gamer.
It was Meat
indie
Boy. Yeah. And Meat Boy too.
I remember like seeing the scene where... I think it was either Meat Boy or the... I think it was Meat Boy guys.
Yeah.
And they were like just like freaking out on the launch day.
Oh, yeah,
Xbox
didn't
put like their game on the front page.
Yeah, it wasn't on the feature page. Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck, guys?
Dude, I'd be scared. Dude, so much money has just been lost.
I mean, keep in mind how much we freak out when our episode isn't up on time or we're always asking, is it up? Is it up? And then it's not.
Like this one here.
And we're not even getting paid for it.
You know, that's a, 2 hours of our time at most with editing.
Yeah.
And imagine what they worked for it for a year, right, Paul? Yeah. How long did you say they worked on it?
It just depends on the
No, but Meat Boy. Remember Meat Boy? How long did they work on it? Do you remember?
I think it was a little over a year.
Yeah.
Over a year, yeah.
But two dudes doing it, though.
And imagine it's launch day, you pull your heart and soul, and it's not on the feature page.
Here's my thing about it. Are you guys... tired of indie 8-bit games yet?
No.
It's like a little played out.
No.
Shovel Knight does it well.
There you go. That's the thing. It's that Shovel Knight did it well, but have you ever seen those like $1.99 indie games? You know they didn't try.
Yeah.
You know what
you can tell.
You can tell. Wrestling over here, dude.
Wrestling is awesome.
Dude, tell them about wrestling.
I'm done.
Wrestling, man. You basically, it's spelled WRASS.
Yeah.
LING.
Wrestling. Someone made this.
I'm tired about like
FPS. It looks like they didn't even try though.
Dude, they look. Yeah, it doesn't even look like wrestling.
I'm more tired with FPS realistic shooters than I am with 8-bit. Because every shooter is like, okay, it has to be some serious story against the government, and you're a rogue agent, and you gotta shoot everyone. I'm more tired of those games than I am about 8-bit.
No, but
that's just Call of Duty.
Here's the thing,
though. Yeah,
that's games.
Battlefield, Call of Duty. What's that one? Damn. Fear. There's some other one called some
Fear?
Other one. Yeah, remember?
Fear is
gone, man.
Two brothers, or was it the two guns?
Army of Two.
Army
that's
of Two.
There's also Portal. There's also Wolfenstein.
So are you talking crap about Hitman?
Hitman sucks.
Hitman is not a first.
Because those are the guys that get all the I mean,
it's
Shovel Knight
stealth,
is
dude.
There,
it's
but it's not as famous as other ones. And I grew up in 8-bit, 16-bit era, so I love those games. So whatever.
No, don't get me wrong. I like it. I'm just saying that every goddamn indie developers are using it. It's like, come on. Move on.
What
at
is
least,
that?
At least get to Genesis engine.
It looks like Rock and Sock'em Robots.
Okay,
no, dude,
so we're watching wrestling on Greg's phone. And is that an iPhone?
Yeah.
I would say though, I don't hate it as much as those like Dude, that's open terrible. World survival games. I'm also open tired world. Of those.
Give me an example of that. What do you mean?
Like DayZ. Like,
dude, what are you talking about? DayZ's awesome.
Yeah, but then there's DayZ. There's that that other game. Shoot, what is
which
it?
One?
You know, you're no longer keeping
state,
calm, Ken.
State, what's going on state here? Of decay.
Dude, he's not being calm 6 episodes ago.
He threw that out the window.
It's out. It's hey, out. The which, cat's
which
out of that.
Which other one? What
did you say? That, what's that game? Like every single game in the last like 2 years from like the indie.
No, I know which ones you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Oh, it's okay. Like, we're just going to throw you out in this world and you got to survive. And it's like.
Minecraft, like, very Minecraft.
Yeah, like, Minecraft is Minecraft.
But Minecraft was the first one, and everybody's been trying to copy Minecraft since.
Yeah, but you can't.
H1Z1. There was that game was like top-down view.
I think I know what you're talking about.
But that's just the life of gaming. Watch, somebody's going to repeat something that was cool like years ago.
Yeah,
and I mean, like it cycle
makes,
again.
It makes me feel old because I'm like, that's the new generation of kids who wants to play it now.
Yeah,
it's those kind of games.
Well, you are old,
and I'm like, I want a linear story game. I want to beat it. You know,
yeah.
I want to be finished and move on with my life.
Yeah. That's
yeah. It's true. The endless game pretty much is existing where you can go back and play it again.
Well, you're living that every day.
Yeah, I know. Fucking MMO.
But see, at least with MMO, there's a story.
There's story.
There's no end, though.
There's cookie crumbs to like walk you, you know, get you through the game.
Yeah.
Right? Where like the newer games, it's, I don't know, to me, it's almost like it's lazy design. You know? It's like, we're just going to make a bunch of parameters
and you make your game.
That's just lazy design. That's like marketing speak for like, we don't want to do any work, so you guys do
it. I think it depends because Minecraft, there's a lot of work and coding that goes into Minecraft. Like, if you could make a moving robot with switches, that takes a lot of coding and programming. So I don't think Minecraft is late. I know what you're talking about. Like, there are
late. You know some guy, if you see YouTube, there's a guy that made that game in Unity in 1 week.
See? There it is.
By himself, though. So that's pretty easy.
No, you know what you're doing. There's more stuff in Minecraft. There's actually a story.
But what he's trying to say is that it's like somebody putting, put a kit to make cookies and you give it to a baker.
Are you
like,
sure?
Here, I'm too lazy to make it.
Isn't that the concept of Legos? For me, my favorite toys were Legos because you could build. I mean, if they gave me a car. That could just go. That's not as fun to me as building a Lego car.
Well, for me,
I love Lego cars.
For me, I enjoy the arts and craft that the game developers are doing.
I get you. Yeah,
and I'm like, oh wow, you put a lot of thought into this, and like you know, you found ways to like funnel me through.
Yeah,
you know, and then this is more like, it's more like, you know, we just made the world. Go for it, go nuts. You know, thanks, but you know,
yeah.
No, but I think it's just a generation. The games that they're playing today are the Legos we played when we were younger.
Yeah,
and that's
what
it is.
Right. What I hate more are all the what's it called, the Minecraft ripoffs, dude.
I hate the Minecraft.
Minecraft ripoffs are the worst. There's only one Minecraft. Ain't no such thing as Blockcraft.
The only one Minecraft is
called. No, none of that.
Survival Craft, man. There's only one
Minecraft. Oh, is Gary's Mod.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah,
that came before anybody.
What was that?
You know what's interesting? Gary's that guy did not know shit about programming, and he made that game.
Who, Notch?
No, oh. Gary's Mod.
You guys know about Gary's Mod?
No.
Gary's Mod is a mod for using the Half-Life 2 engine, and all the Steam engine that they use to make Counter-Strike, the 1.6, and so on. And it was basically just a mod that this guy made so you could mod every single Half-Life concepts. And so the whole game is just everyone, you get together and you just do stupid shit. Like, oh, you know, why don't we just make a car and attach 3 rockets to it and then see if it could fly or whatever.
So it's basically Little Big Planet? Like the little...
Yeah. Little Big Planet and also Minecraft.
Because you can have like a living world. That sounds cool, though.
It's great. It's people still play it, you know?
I mean, I'm all for linear story. Because even in 14, there's a story.
Yeah.
But once I completed the story, I kept thinking, well, there's more story and I could participate. But I don't mind open
world. But that's what I like. Like, I like to just, like, close the book, you know?
And
like, read another one. I don't read books, but...
I don't know. I don't read.
That's the analogy. I read just not books.
I read just not books. But I think it just depends. I mean, for me, I love story-driven games, but then some of them, after playing so many, I kind of want something different too. I think it just depends where you are in your life. Kent, well, you want structure and order in your life.
I just want to.
He doesn't want the roguelike experience. And then move on.
I want to experience it and then move on to something else.
But if you think about, if you go with that mentality, then you have games like Beyond Two Souls being made.
Yeah,
and that's
and it's over. You chose your guy, and you went solo.
I lived in a.
Imagine if Beyond Two Souls is never has never ended.
Just turn off the game, guys. Destroy your PS3 while you're at it, man.
That thing infected.
Ellen Page couldn't decide. So.
There you go.
You live on your game in the cabin
you have to
or whatever.
For Ellen Page, I know. That's what I just learned about that game. I'm living as an Ellen Page.
There you
right
go.
Now.
Ellen Page should have been.
Should have been a hobo
the whole time.
Yeah,
she would have been fine.
That's true.
Because I mean, the Monster Hunter for me is not going to be ending for the next 600 hours. But I have fun in those 600 hours. I haven't found the game.
You said you were burned out.
Let me explain. So burnt out in the sense that, you know, I just need a break, but I want to keep playing the next day. You know what I'm saying? You need like a day break. Kind of how like the weekend with your job. You work from
so
whatever.
It's a job.
It's a job now.
After 100 hours, Ken?
Yes, it is.
But see, that's the thing. I don't want it to be a job. I have a job. I want to escape from my job. I don't want a game to be a job.
I enjoy it though, so yeah. Whatevs, guys. I'm leaving. You guys suck. But I get you.
I mean, I like the option. Like for me, what it was when I played to that excessive level, the last time I remember it was Kingdom Hearts.
Which one?
Probably the first one, actually.
Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yeah,
was a good one.
And where
did you get Ultima Weapon?
I got to level 99.
Did you get Ultima Weapon though?
Yes, everything.
Did you beat Sephiroth?
Yes,
dude. That's great.
I got up to level 85 before I beat him.
That's good.
And then I went all the way to level 99. So for that game, I spent like at least 200-something hours.
Yeah.
Right? Damn. But I like the idea that it was up to me, right? There's a story, and at the end, it goes like, well, you could beat the game, or you could go grind. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to go grind. I liked it. Right? So yeah, I grind all the way to level 99.
You should play Dragon Quest.
The grinding isn't even bad.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you can do so much, especially when you have the Olympus.
Yeah.
When you go in the Hercules.
I just keep casting the Trinity spell.
Yeah.
It's like, Trinity. Yeah.
Trinity.
But see, that
How
for me
old
is a
were
good
you?
Example.
How old were you?
I must have been still in middle school then, I think.
Oh, see, that's the problem right there. I hadn't punched you in the face yet.
That's the dilemma of life, right? When you're younger, you have all the time
in the world,
but you have no money.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then when you're older, you have the money, but you don't have time.
Well, there's three phases, right? So it goes when you're young, you have energy, time, no money. When you're an adult, you have money, energy, but no time. And then when you're old, you have time, money, but no energy. But right. I mean, I think that's probably what you remember is that you what game were you playing when you were in middle school, Greg? Like, what game were you playing when you were in middle school? Like, what was your Kingdom Hearts in middle school?
Fuck. I was playing, like, Silent Hill and stuff like that. The mature games.
So were you playing it for, like, hours at a time, right? After school or whatever?
Yeah, I would always play something after school.
Yeah.
Or I'd go back and play some classic retro games like Sonic. I play the shit out of Sonic, too.
I know, I still do.
Once I start that game, I gotta play it all.
I gotta play it all.
It takes me, like, an hour to beat it.
I was over his house. He's like, oh, here, I'm gonna beat the last boss with no coins. He hits himself with no coins. He beats him. Oh, jeez.
I'm gonna send you to Gamer Addicts Anonymous. I'm scared.
Hotline.
But if you play Sonic again now, it feels different though, right?
No, it still feels the same.
Oh, it feels
because I have a nostalgic memory because when I got the Sega, that's like my game that I got. That was from my first console.
Yeah,
the Sega Genesis. I mean, I had the Game Boy and all that crap, but that was. My console.
Do you own a Genesis?
No.
Oh, you got.
Well, I have the cartridge still though.
Oh, that's
the
cool,
original
dude.
One. I got rid of all my other games, dude.
That's weird, wow. Dude.
I got rid. I'm gonna get rid of my Mass Effect collectors, my Metal Gear.
Why? Yeah.
I don't want it.
You're weird.
I really don't want to.
You know, I'm getting on dad mode a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm starting to pack stuff away.
Before you sell it, let me see it if I want to buy it, or let Paul see if he wants to buy it.
You want the Metal Gear?
Sure.
I'll give you the collector. There you go.
Stuff.
I don't want it, dude. I really don't
I'll
want
take
it.
Some
like,
stuff.
Just bring your shit over.
Everything is going
digital.
This is taking up my space.
Yeah,
get it
it's
out.
It's going digital. Yeah, I'm like, you know, it's. Yeah, I'm gonna say, I'm like, what am I gonna do with it? Like, I'm gonna put it in a box.
What am I gonna do with it?
I'm gonna put it in a box and.
I'm not gonna see
and
it.
You know, and like, by the time you get around to playing it again, you're kind of like, they could have made a remastered version of that.
Yeah, good point. That's tired. A good point. No, you're right. I'm kind of in that sense where I stopped buying for collecting. The collection I have is only gonna grow with games I want to buy and I'm gonna play, but I'm done buying old games.
That's like the one thing I really appreciate being a PC gamer.
Yeah, so lucky, man.
You can definitely have PC.
You could kind of keep it with you. But console's also kind of catching up to that a little bit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right,
it
where
is.
Where it's going more and more digital and it's supposed to stay with you. We'll see.
But the thing with consoles is that once the new one comes out, all those digital games you bought for the old console doesn't go to the new
one. After this generation, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, everything's going to be streaming, dude.
Because Nintendo already uploading 64 and DS games and Super Nintendo and Game Boy Advance and Nintendo and GameCube games on the Wii. So give it two generations of Nintendo, all the games are going to be on there.
Yeah,
dude.
But if you have the physical disc, you can't tell Nintendo, I have the physical disc.
Yeah, you have to rebuy it.
Can I just download it for free?
No. Well, just sell your physical disc.
Nintendo
sell your physical disc and use the money to buy it.
Because Nintendo would be like, you stole that physical disc, didn't you?
but you're a collector,
we don't make
Paul.
Physical.
That's collector. You're a collector of items.
Well,
that's
I want to have all the Super Nintendo games for
sure.
That's my first system.
See, like, I did want that. Yeah. Now it's like, God.
I don't want that either.
Now I'm just like, I want to buy for half price.
Yeah, dude.
Now I'm like, I'm going to wait for it to be half price.
See, I'll even give you my Mass Effect, dude. I don't want it.
Give it all.
I already have it for PC,
all three of them.
I'll
sell on eBay. You don't offer me things.
You want
it? Because I'm proximity.
All right, I got Mass Effect.
I'll help you move.
I have Mass Effect 2 collectors on the Xbox 360. And the regular Mass Effect for my 360.
I'll take the collector.
Why are you doing this?
Because I don't want it.
But like, share it. I want
to
play.
Like, I'm looking at my PS2.
I was going to give it to kids, dude. I was going to give an M-rated game to kids.
Yeah. He's going
to
be in a corner. Hey, kids, you want some games?
That's scary. Don't do that.
You have to get in my van.
No, I don't.
You know what games really like cherish your childhood? Mass Effect Trilogy.
Mass Effect. So that's how I got them. That's how I got my collection of 64 and Super games, because my brothers are like that. Like, my brothers were like, look, we're going to throw these away. Do you want them? Because we know you like collecting. That's how I got them, though. So I get, like, I'm in that same point too, where I sold you, Paul, my Final Fantasy 13 and 13 too for like super cheap.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give it to him, guys.
Not cheap enough,
dude. $5 is special collection.
If anything, you need to pay.
Just give it to him for free, dude.
You should have what?
Give it for free,
guys. But I need gas money. Go over again.
I need gas money.
Just like, I'm looking at my old PS2 collection, which I still have on my shelf.
Yeah.
And then, like, half of the games on that collection, I'm like, damn it, they remastered it.
Yeah.
And they did. I think PS2 is that special thing, because on PS2, they break down fast.
Yeah.
They do?
But, like, like half the games in my collection is like, it's on the PS3 now.
Yeah. And remastered and whatever.
Like, I kind of want to go back and play on the PS2 if it's on the PS3, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at my Devil May Cry, so it's like... You know,
yeah, it's like
gotta cook it up.
I'm like, I think I'll just sell it out, and then when I have that urge to play it again, I'll just buy it.
Yeah,
and then by then, even the remastered version would be like $6, whatever it is.
Yeah,
no, but here's the funny thing though. I tried playing Mass Effect on the PC again, but I'm like, I beat this dang game. Like,
it's a one time. Like, it's a one time.
I beat this game. No, I played Mass Effect Trilogy like. 3 times.
Yeah.
Oh, you're done.
And then I was like,
you got all three endings.
From 1 to 3, I played it 3 times, dude. Different classes. And then I was like, you know what? I have it here.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah. I don't want to play it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, who wants Mass Effect? I think the only games I'm gonna stay with is Catherine.
Oh, Catherine.
Dark Souls, Demon Souls. I want to get rid of.
Okay.
I think I want to get rid of the Souls games too. I have it on PC, dude. Like,
I mean, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I get you, dude. I'm in the same place. Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right.
And now I can get things for free. Like a PS2 is obsolete to me. I just play on my PC. Just yeah. it. You can play .hack instead of paying $80 for a fucking one.
But that's why for me it's like, like when I think about consoles now,
yeah,
like I try to only buy games that are exclusive to the console,
yeah,
yep. right, and everything else is multi-plat. I'm like, you know, at some point those are gonna be the games I'm gonna sell out, right?
Yeah,
the things that only exclude the console, that's the one I want to keep.
Yeah,
right. But even that, it's getting harder and harder because they're remastering those games too.
Yeah,
right.
Are we back?
Yes, we're back.
They you know they remastered Devil May Cry 4 again. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Again,
why
remaster a second?
Well,
X2.
Did they? No, no.
It's yeah, because it was on PC.
Yeah,
right?
It was on PC. Yeah.
Though funny about that, I think Devil May Cry 4 remaster looks better than the new DMC.
Yep,
it looks cleaner.
Yeah. Really?
But did you see the 60 frames one for PS4?
No, I haven't seen it.
Look at that one.
Oh, you know, I did. I think I did. The gameplay. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks better. Yeah. It looks good.
You're talking about DMC, right?
DMC, yeah. Yeah. 60 frames.
But even that, it's like, I don't know. Like, I think Capcom, in the beginning of the last gen,
they
made Devil May Cry and Resident Evil. Like, their whatever engine they used for that, for those games, it was like really, really clean looking.
Mm.
You know, like the lines are sharp. Like, there's no like jaggets. There's no like, you can't tell the polygons and the resolution.
Yeah.
You know? And when they remade the new Devil May Cry, which is a different engine made by Ninja Theory.
Okay.
Where it's probably more based on the Enslave engine. It's Unreal. It's actually Unreal.
Unreal Engine.
And I didn't like how Unreal Engine works.
Yeah, you told us it looks too plasticky.
That's what I said.
Pulp. Wait for
that's
the newest Pulp. One.
You sell too plasticky.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought both of you guys sell too plasticky.
Yeah, because from both of you sell plasticky.
Yeah, you guys both of you
sell. I say it's too many browns. I think.
No, I remember him saying plasticky, and then you said you agreed with him, and then that's how I got that thing. But whatever.
What do you guys mean by plasticky?
I don't know.
They look shiny. They look shiny.
Yeah.
Gears of War's plasticky.
It's not plasticky.
It's dirty. Everything.
Yeah, it's dirty.
It's dirty.
It's the texture.
When was the last time you guys played that game?
It's the way.
Not too long, like a couple months back.
Everything looked. Nah, dude,
I don't pay attention to that, though. I don't. I pay attention to, I have to shoot this alien in the face. But that's me, yeah.
I'm not saying that it's not a bad game. I love that game.
No, that's what I'm saying. But you pay. I mean, there's something wrong with that. Yeah, it's cool, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a good critique, yeah.
And it's getting way better because I've seen some.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some new stuff for the updates and stuff.
They're still making Gears of War?
Yeah.
No, the Unreal Engine.
Speaking.
Oh, okay.
Gears of War.
It's getting better, though.
Oh.
There was a news that came out today. Speaking of Gears of War. The news that came out today.
Oh,
also
another
game that's going to be remastered.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
I hate the story in the game, but the gameplay is so much fun in that game. I love Gears of War gameplay. I they could just remember, we like on Destiny, when we played through the first one, then we're halfway like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
What's the story here? I don't give a shit.
We were playing the third one,
I think the third one.
We were playing the third one.
I have no idea what we're doing.
Happened.
All I know is I have to go here, shoot things in between.
The only thing that we remembered was when Dom died.
I don't remember that.
That was it.
I don't remember that.
And then the big bug.
Spoiler.
I hated Dom, though.
That game is old.
I hate Dom, though. He was such an annoying character to me.
No, but
kind of glad he died.
Hey, that game bred the cover shooters, man.
That's true, dude. Yeah, that's true. No, it was Killswitch that did the cover shooters first in PS2.
Oh, yeah.
But that one
popularized it. Popularized
Killswitch was like...
Yep. Gears of War popularized it.
Yep. Whatever. Yeah, you do like the hide and then shoot from the...
Blindfire.
Blindfire.
Before that game, it was Wing... Wingbat?
I never heard of that.
That's one of the first, like,
stop making up names, Kent.
It's Wing something.
And makes up names.
I'm talking about Wingbat today.
Pick two random names and put them together.
Is that where random bats have wings?
Wingbat?
Wingbat.
But what was Wingbat? The PS2?
It was a PS2 game.
I never played it.
I think it has some cover shooting mechanics there. Or maybe not. Maybe it was a rolling mechanics. I can't remember.
Oh, I know what game might have done
it. It was like four players.
True Lies?
I think it did the first roll right there.
That's a good game. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't pay attention to textures as much, I guess. I grew up with Super, so that stuff kind of didn't matter so much.
Are we even paying attention to textures? I mean, look at all these damn retro games, dude.
That's true.
No. We pay attention to textures because I remember.
That's true.
When I'm like, dude, take off your HDMI.
Actually, I am a liar. And then play it. I do lie.
There you go. No one's going to touch that HDMI.
Yeah, I talk so much trash about HDMI, but when I play, I'm like, that's nice. Yeah. It's true. You want a good looking game.
You don't want
even if it's 16, but you want it to look crisp and crispy. You know, like
that's bacon. True. You want to see the squares. I want to see the squares. Oh, sometimes I plug in like my old Nintendo, and it's Remember when I showed you Ocarina of Time?
Oh, it looks like crap on an HD TV. It's so horrible. Terrible.
It's when you're moving.
Yeah. Oh, the frame rate.
Yeah, yes. It splits the character. Yeah, it's like, what's wrong with you? Work, please.
Oh, that's vertical sync, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's just terrible, dude.
I tried Mario Kart on N64, playing to HDTV.
That's not going to work.
And I'm like, how the hell did I play this when it came
that's
out?
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, dude, I remember looking way better. And then...
Get a way smaller screen.
Get a smaller screen. That's
you get a tube TV. That's what you get.
Yeah.
You get one. You need one of those.
You have one of those.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's in the garage, though, somewhere. Yeah. I can't take it out. It's too heavy.
It's the same thing with... Remember, you bought Mega Man Zero for the Wii U.
No.
And you comment, you say it looks... different, is that what you said?
Well, right? It looks better. It looks the same, dude, it still freaking runs like crap.
It's just the game itself.
It's the game, dude.
Did it lag on the GBA or no?
Yep. Oh, it lagged a little bit.
It lagged on GBA?
Yep. Yeah.
Never heard of that.
It does. Yeah. There's like moments in the game where it just slows down.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I think I
might have done that on the PS. Never mind.
Yeah.
We do not endorse emulations here.
Yeah, I endorse them like all the time. I'm playing Zero Mission on my micro on an emulator, guys.
You're going to go to jail.
Go to jail?
Nintendo, take him down. We heard it on his podcast. See,
that's why Nintendo Club's not giving you your stuff.
Yeah, dude, they heard it. Taking money from us, huh?
I called them.
Now listen here, see?
We sent you
that soundtrack, eh?
the first thing you will say to him, like, oh, so you listen to our podcast?
Oh, yes, we do. And now you're like getting your CDs, hey?
Little backstory on that. They have. So what happened was that I got my CD. Well,
no, you don't have your CD.
I don't have my CD. I registered for my CD. And I called them, and it's been like, they're supposed to send it to me. It's already end of the month. They were supposed to send it like a week ago.
Yeah.
So I called, and then I'm like, you know, my CD hasn't gotten in here. Is there a problem?
Did you say it in that passive voice, like, oh, guys, sort of bother you, but.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever, I don't have my CD.
I had to. I'm not going to go in there and be like, hey, where's my CD at? Holmes? No. So I called, and then they told me, well, we have it. But we didn't mail it to you. And then I'm like, why? And they're like, we thought you lived somewhere else.
At least they're honest about it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean?
Wait, you spoke to them or is this all email?
No, I spoke to... I was on the phone for an hour. And
what do you mean they thought you lived somewhere else? What does that mean?
They thought the address was different. So
they mailed your CD to someone else?
No, that's why they kept it.
Oh, they were unsure of the address.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, okay, could you read the address to me or like read it back to me? They got it right, but then I had to, I guess they erased it, and then I had to tell them everything again.
Got it.
Yeah,
right. They're running a tight ship over there.
But yeah, I didn't even. They're not even gonna send it yet because you know.
Don't they have your Nintendo account?
Yeah.
Here's my other. Here's the follow.
And my address is on there.
Yeah.
Okay. They made me open up my.
When are they gonna mail it?
It's because they don't have your friend's code.
Wait, they're not gonna mail it.
They're not gonna mail it yet.
Why?
Because what happened was, you know how Club Nintendo was like.
Yeah. It was all messed up.
So many people are on it right now.
Yeah.
Turns out that I have to wait to see if they even have a copy.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah. And the lady had put in like an application to talk to. higher ups in Club Nintendo.
Okay, so she could talk
to the
Shiggy.
Actual inventory yeah. people.
She's gonna you're talk
like,
to Shiggy.
You're like, get me Iwata right now. I don't think Shiggy right wants now. To talk to her.
Get me Iwata.
Get me Iwata.
Give me Shiggy, Iwata, Shiggy. Anuma, all in one fucking room.
I don't think she's gonna. I don't think they're gonna talk to her. They're talking. I think she said the inventory people, because they're the ones that know where my CD is. I don't know.
Okay, what is? Do you have a classic Indiana Jones in the warehouse situation going here? Do they have relics all stored in the warehouse? Don't know where it is.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Tell them you're gonna sue.
I want my CD.
Tell them you're gonna sue.
Hashtag get back my CD.
Yeah, guys, help us.
Make a movement.
Get back my CD. Get back Andres' CD.
Hashtag let's help Andres 20, get his
2015
Smash Bros CD. That's going to be the whole hashtag.
Andres 2015.
You know what was really sad? They made me log into my own Club Nintendo account and ask me when I had registered to get it.
You registered early.
I registered right after I got the game in 2014.
Damn. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they tried that with me. So do you remember how if you pre-ordered the Ocarina of Time before a certain time, within the first 2 months, you got a free CD.
Yeah.
So they tried the same thing. They go to me, look, Raul.
Look, Raul.
They knew my name. You listen here. They go, we don't have a CD for you. And I go, look, man. This was verbatim. I have been a loyal member to Nintendo for years. I have all your games. I give you a lot of money. So unless you want to lose a very valuable customer, and I'm going to throw a rant here, and I will visit your office to get my CD, you best send my CD.
You got to come over, dude.
And then they go, oh, let's see what we could do. Not 1 hour past, they mailed my CD, dude.
Oh, you got to come over. You got to touch
it. You got
to
be a dick because keep in mind there are 20 people calling about the same problem. They're going to get those 10 people that are like me. Okay, let's send them because they're going to make a big hubbub. And then they have 10 people like you. Like, they can wait. No, I'll be like, look.
Well, I made her give me information.
I told her, let me speak to your supervisor. Let me speak to Shigeru Miyamoto.
I need to talk
to Shigeru. Give me his address. I'm going to Japan right now.
I'm going to go to his house.
Going to Japan to complain.
We have to.
Get your sister on the phone, dude. She kept our internet bill at 34. It has to be 45. She takes no guff.
She takes no guff?
I'm scared. I tell you, if I was on the other side of that line, I'm scared to talk to you, dude.
What happened?
She's mean.
Okay, but that's besides the point.
It's just like Liam Neeson on the phone.
If you don't lower my internet bill.
I wish she was here, too.
I will not use YouTube.
Yeah, she goes.
I will not be able to use Netflix.
Yeah.
But I will try to find a McDonald's with free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. We need to pass.
They told her we're gonna raise your bill. She goes, no, you're not. Yes, we are. No, you're not. Here's what's gonna happen. You told me, and she has the date. She goes, you told me 6 months ago this bill's for a year. You're not gonna raise my bill, I'm gonna cancel this plan. I'm gonna go with another provider. So you talk to your supervisor, tell him the bill's not being raised, and you come back to me with that. I'm like,
whoa, that is scary.
Because when I'm telling, I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. Oh, I understand.
So that's so that's the secret. You gotta be a sassy black lady.
Sassy black lady.
Ask your sister, she'll do it for you.
Hey man, I gotta get one of you. Either
none
one of
none
you.
Of your sisters a sassy black lady.
She's not even black. Right.
No,
not even African.
I just want to clarify because it's an audio podcast.
Oh, okay, that's true. I'm sorry.
Kent, you're racist.
You're racist.
We all established that we were minorities.
We can make fun of
you.
We're fine.
I
think we're covered.
We're good. We're good.
Just for the record, your sister is not a black lady.
Start a petition online to get your CD.
That's right.
Operation.
Hashtag help Andres get his CD from Club Nintendo 2015.
Yeah.
Maybe 2014.
We'll make a video. He's waiting by the mail with that song.
For 30 cents.
No.
For 30 cents a day.
What you guys are going to do?
You could help Andres get a CD.
What you gonna do?
It's all sad. Just standing by the mailbox.
This is going to be like a Coney video.
Oh, he's just looking down. Dude, the mailman comes. The mailman goes. He nods. No, not today.
Yeah, then he has a package and he puts it away. And he's like, not today.
Oh,
you guys are gonna film me out there.
All right.
for I don't know how many days, and I'm gonna be growing beards like a shot every day, and we're gonna have that one song.
Yeah,
from the eyes of an angel, the dog song.
The one from that's what you're gonna
who's that singer? Michelle.
I don't know who that is, but it's sad. So you put that on there.
We will make a video.
We're gonna make.
We will make a video.
Yeah,
hopefully, maybe.
It'll go viral.
If we can.
It'll go viral.
Why not? What the hell?
All right.
Oh, hey, did you guys see the Mad Max gameplay?
Yes.
There's gameplay for Mad Max. Yep.
Why?
It looks like Batman, the combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's made by WB, and they've been sharing that combat system in every game they make. Which is not a bad thing, I guess. I mean, that combat system works.
It does.
They're using the same thing as the Arkham Asylum, or what?
Well,
I mean, it's the same combat system in Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Shadow of Mordor.
Does it look like it's going to have the same feel as Batman?
No, dude. No. It's all desert. No. It looks really cool, too, dude.
I would say it's even more like Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah. Yeah, but with a car.
Big distinction.
With a car.
Are they going to have Mel Gibson in there?
No, dude,
it's someone else.
Same thing with the movie, I think.
No one is having Mel Gibson.
Yeah, he's too old already, dude. No, but
dude,
it could be a cameo that comes out.
They're like, can you not mention Jews? No, sorry, Mel.
We can't do that. No more.
You can't say that anymore.
No, I did like the car combat though. That looked really cool. Did you guys watch it?
I haven't watched it. This is my first. I'm only hearing about the movie.
There's a game. The game was in the making before the movie.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was originally was gonna be Corey Barlog.
Uh huh.
And he was the director of God of War 2. And he left God of War 2 to make this game. And then he left that to come back to make another God of War.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know how much of this Mad Max is part of his creation. I don't think it's any anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe the one he made was shitty. I don't know.
Possibly.
But yeah, everything did look like Shadows of Mordor, dude. Yeah. Like from the armor, from the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
Well, more fast.
Oh man, they must be implementing the Nemesis system.
Oh, maybe.
Is it the same creators?
Well, it's the same publisher.
Oh, okay.
And WB's been really good at like sharing their tech across their games.
Oh, cool. All right.
And now I think about it, WB's been making pretty good games.
How was the Nemesis system in Mordor?
It was really good. It was like
did it ever get stale at all?
No.
What's the point of it? It's so random.
But I would imagine that if how many inputs did it have, like per Nemesis?
It's weird because it's like it's more at its like simplistic level. It's just like keeping tally of what you've been doing.
Oh, that's
and
it.
Then, right at the simple level, but what it really transformed into is that all of our playthroughs, if we were playing that game, will have different bosses.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And all the bosses
I get it.
Recognize what you did to them. And when if you kill a boss, like by shooting an arrow in his head, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't kill him by chopping his head off. He'll come back sometime later. He'll come up to you. He'll be like, "Oh, I remember you. You shot an arrow through my head or through my eye, right?" So I got this metal eye patch now. Oh, so mechanically, you can't do the same kill anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. So what the system is good in that is that it tallies up what you've been doing and then use that info to sort of like change the dynamic of how you play the game.
That sounds pretty.
It's like real life.
That sounds pretty good.
It sounds so obvious now, like saying it, right? It's like, well, shouldn't games be doing that this whole time? Just keeping tally of all your inputs.
Some games have done that, but not to the level of the Nemesis system.
Yeah. So, I think it's just the way they deliver it.
Yeah. So, not to be a dead horse, but very similar to like Crunchyroll, what you do affects the game, but that does it to such a minuscule level that it makes it unique for each player, right?
Dude, when he first showed me the... Remember when you're in the market?
Yeah.
That tripped me out so much.
So there's a court scene, and depending on what you do in the first 5 minutes of the game is what the verdict is. So say if you stole the chicken, the lawyer will come. Yeah. Oh, well, do you remember when you stole it? And you don't know this has happened. Yeah, you don't know it because it's like, oh, it's free food. You heal. Yeah, oh, yeah. You could help this person. Or even...
even when Marl loses her pendant,
yeah.
mm-hmm. how long you spend to pick it up. So if you walk around, the Lord will go later on and go like, oh yeah, so you took your time to pick it up compared to if you just get it right away. They go, yeah, see, yeah, you're yeah. trying to steal it
yeah. because
you picked it up right away. So the game remembers all of that.
Cool. When he was playing it, I'm like, dude, why are you just walking around the pendant? And I'm like, oh, you have to wait. He's yeah. like, you have to wait. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he just kept telling me this. And I think the part that tripped me out the most was when you have to wait for her to get ice cream or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was just so weird yeah. to me. And I'm like, why is this in such an old game?
Yeah, because like, if you do it too fast, you go, see, you were just trying to kidnap her. Because if you have to literally stand. The game doesn't yeah. tell you any of this in the beginning. Yeah, this is yeah. the first 10 minutes. Yeah. It doesn't tell you anything that is going to affect you.
Yeah.
20 hours later in the yeah. fucking game. Well,
it's like Heavy Rain before Heavy Rain.
I was going to say, yes. you are going to have such a blast playing Dude, Heavy Rain.
Oh, my God.
Anyone else here play Heavy Rain already?
No.
Not been trying to get to play.
Okay. I'm going to play.
And that game is great just to watch. Like, if you played it, I recommend like someone else play it, you just watch. And then you'd realize that how the next person who plays it completely different than how yeah. you play it. And it's completely different outcome.
Yeah.
And it's like, now, the warning part of Heavy Rain is the beginning part is really slow.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's trying to build your, like, father and yeah. son relationship. And so you spend like.
What? Jason?
You spend you spend like an hour, like, I'm going to pick up the milk pitcher.
Oh, man.
So once you get through that, then it's really good.
Okay.
Just get through the milk and you're good.
I'm going to get the milk. I'll drink all the milk.
And taking a shower and taking a piss. So
it's all right. I'll do all that.
Do you see the penis and all that? Or?
I think you see boobs.
Spoiler. I'm going to keep that.
Spoiler penis.
Maybe
you see boobs. I
can't say for sure.
Wait, you see breasts but not penis? That sounds kind of, you know, whatever.
I can't say for sure.
That sounds kind of, you know, what?
I already just said it. You see boobs.
So yeah, you ruined it for me.
But the nemesis system does it to like that. Just
not even ruined nothing, man.
Say, like, I'll give you an example in Heavy Rain. It's not a spoiler because you've seen it in every trailer. It's a scene where it's like you're in a liquor store.
Yeah.
And then the liquor store is being robbed.
Oh, I think I have seen that.
Yeah. So, yeah. like that thing could turn out all sorts. And that's the thing with Heavy Rain. Every mm-hmm. character can die. And if they die, it keeps going.
Wow.
The game just goes, well, that person's dead.
You know? Bill.
And in theory, you could lose like half of the game because all your characters die. So you beat the game in half the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's how crazy that thing is.
Yeah, you just won't have those events.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. I'm going to kill everyone.
You could.
I'm just saying that.
I'm
going to
pass the game faster, so all of you are going to die.
30 minutes tops.
It's like, can't everyone die? This game sucks.
Kent, that sounds like a non-linear game, Kent, that has choices. What's going on here?
No, but that's the thing. But they game put the dot into game. Actually making it non-linear. Right?
I want you to think about making it non-linear.
It's purposeful. It's not just like lazy, right?
You're
like
a hard sell.
They have anticipated all your moves.
Have you ever gone to test games?
No.
You need to.
Nah,
I want Kent to test games. Every game you think of.
I enjoy money.
what's happening? It keeps crashing.
I don't know. It just crashed.
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back. It's back.
Okay.
It's back.
But yeah. What?
Support us. SuperSmartGamingSSG@gmail.com. Send us a goodbye new MacBook.
Yeah. This one keeps crashing,
this
guys.
Crashing, this one guys.
We'll make another video
this
of Kent.
Is
Kent.
Support Kent.
Since
2015.
And you just see his screen just frozen on a video.
he's like trying to see and he's like, you just see one tear fall. And then he looks at the camera. He's like, for 50 cents for 50 cents a month.
For $3 a day, you can buy Kent a new.
You can support buy a new MacBook.
That thing's expensive, guys.
No way, but that tear that's going down his cheek just crashes, stays right there.
And then it goes into, this is what it would be like if you were his MacBook.
There you go. We gotta
work in the TV industry. I think that's where we make
the
money.
That sounds even worse.
I think we could do that. Maybe.
No working way. For free? No thanks.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Never mind.
I know. Maybe.
You don't even support Kickstarter.
I don't believe in them.
All right.
Matt, they made Kung Fury, man, and they're releasing that movie for free.
I'll make that for free.
Did it come lottery?
No.
Month. Oh. For free. And the Hoff came out. Don't you deny that, Ken. Don't you deny the Hoff.
I think it would come out eventually.
But yeah.
I have been waiting for...
Come for next season. Month for free online. Yeah, they said it. I was like, "Damn,
it's gonna be fun."
That's down. I want to watch that movie.
Yeah,
it's a badass movie.
Hell yeah! Mm-hmm. Is this break time or is this over?
Actually, we didn't even have a break.
I was like, what was going on?
We didn't even have a break.
We were so entertaining.
We just kept going.
We're so random.
We didn't even talk about that many games that are coming out.
We're random. Stop.
Random completely generated.
Maybe next episode we'll talk about some games.
I doubt it.
Maybe next episode. So, Roy will tell us where our listeners can.
You can find us.
Shameless plugs.
You could. Prideful plugs. You can find us on Facebook under Super Smart Gaming. Mm-hmm. Our Twitter, Super Smart SMRT Gaming. Super_smart_gaming for our Instagram. Our Gmail, supersmartgaming.ssg@gmail.com. And you also please support us on iTunes, Podomatic, and YouTube. We also have a YouTube channel.
Get us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Get us reviews on iTunes. One iTunes review by next week.
Mm-hmm. One iTunes review.
One iTunes. I'm not asking for much.
One. Yeah. One iTunes.
And go to our YouTube, because guess what? We have videos.
That's right. Yes.
Yay!
Forgot to mention, right? You could subscribe to us on iTunes, Podomatic, mm-hmm. or you get the latest episode. You know, we are doing this for free. We can't afford it. So, you know, not all the episodes are on iTunes and Podomatic, but
we lost them.
You could always check out our YouTube channel mm-hmm. for the archives.
And we have two YouTube channels. We have our Super Smart Gaming channel, where you can listen to the podcast, you know, the huge. Or, some funny videos that we make, and you can also check out our Let's Play channel, where I sit down and, you know, Raul sometimes, when we sit down and play video games. Guys, I have a new episode up today. It's called The Lone Wolf, where I play a match of Advanced Warfare
free. Yeah,
see, we're like the Fox News of video games.
The Fox News of video games.
All right,
who's Bill O'Reilly? Kent, I'm looking at you.
Sure. I have vaguely legitimate facts that I string them together.
Like wing bats?
I felt like you just went home and you just sat on the toilet for a little while and said, wing bats.
Wing bats.
That's I'm going to talk about wing bat today.
That's right.
I'm going to fear you all into wing bats.
I feel that I would be the Sarah Palin of this show. I say random, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just goes off.
You know what I'm saying?
And she spaces out and she's wrong all the time.
I like that.
That describes you perfectly.
Tell us what you think we are of the show.
Yeah, what conservative... Yes. A spokesperson? Yes. Do you think we are?
Yeah. Let us know. We'll talk about it next week. All of us.
Greg, Paul, Raul. Well, we already know who you are.
Paul is Ben. McCain.
Especially Ben.
You're McCain.
You're John McCain.
He just looks at you like that.
Well, you can't really see because it's a podcast.
That's John McCain.
That's John McCain right there.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
With that, signing off, this is Ken. Please be excited.
All right. See you later, guys. It's Paul.
Ben is George Bush. Okay. Thank you for listening. It was awesome.
Rasslin' babies, man. I'm saying it. Rasslin' babies.
We talked about this.
Rasslin' later, guys.
All right. And later, guys. It's Andres.
We're out. Woo!